Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, as you know, Sue, I have spoken about my friend Chris Smith and the incident that happened the night before Thanksgiving more than 4 years ago, where he was shot in the head. The woman he was with up in Farmersville, Illinois, was shot dead, and the piece of human debris that did that shooting is in prison for the rest of his life. But Chris is still on this road to recovery. You know, 48 Hours did a story on him a year ago. He has some interest right now in a... Well, they have interest in him. A company from the UK that's doing a documentary, literally, I don't know if you remember this, but the actual title of the episode on 48 Hours, which you can find on Paramount, is Fatal First Date, right?
Yeah.
And that's the name of his book, My Fatal First Date. So there's a documentary company from the UK that's coming in to film him because Chris is also, and he was, a singer, songwriter, musician, and you know hasn't had the opportunity to do that as much in his recovery, but he's starting to get back on the road and he's performing. So he is performing this Sunday, and the documentary crew will be there at the Moonshine Blues Bar on Main Street in Old Town, St. Charles, which, by the way, Old Town St. Charles at Christmas time.
Oh, it's lovely.
Lovely is the word. It really is. It's very cool. 2 p.m. on this Sunday. It's all ages. So go out and see Chris Smith. He's going to do a little performing, and they're going to be filming that documentary at that time. Johnny Carson was a legend, right? You remember this from The Tonight Show.
From Hollywood. The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra inviting you to join Johnny and his guests.
Ed would always introduce the guests.
Bo Derek, Pete Fountain, author Mickey Zifrin, and from the San Diego Zoo, Joan Embry.
Of course, Joan Embry's there, right, Sue? So I kind of remember Johnny Carson in two different ways. One, when I was a pretty young kid, like my daughter's age, starting to stay up a little bit later, remembering watching The Tonight Show with mainly my grandmother and my grandfather, not my mom and dad. But then obviously as I get a little older and I'm into college now, when I go to Mizzou, that's kind of when Letterman's starting. So
it is.
Even though Carson was old school, I had a great appreciation for who he was, what he was, how he put celebrities on display, and the comedic ability of Johnny Carson. But his story is quite complicated. Mark Malkoff is with us. He is the host of the Carson Podcast, and he's written a book called Love Johnny Carson, One Obsessive Fan's Journey to Find the Genius Behind the Legend. Mark, thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
How would you explain, like, my producer Ethan here, you know, he doesn't know much about Johnny Carson. My daughter doesn't know who Johnny Carson is. She's only 11, but I bet my kids who are in their 20s don't know much about Johnny Carson. So let's start here. How would you describe Johnny Carson to folks in this generation who might not be familiar with him? They know Jimmy Kimmel, they know Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert, but this was a different era in America.
Yeah, before Fallon, before Colbert, before Seth Meyers, there was a gentleman named Johnny Carson who for 30 years dominated American culture and was maybe the most famous American, most recognizable other than maybe the president of the United States. And this person influenced politics, fashion, every famous person passed through Carson's show. And it was appointment TV at 11:30. There were only three networks, so everybody's watching this guy. At one point in the late 60s, 45 million Americans tune in to a wedding that takes place on Johnny Carson's show with this singer named Tiny Tim, who was very outrageous at the time. And that was only second to the moon landing in terms of people tuning in. So this guy's influence is crazy, but the funniest late night host of all time. He hasn't been on the air for 30 years, and every single poll, whenever they do a poll, greatest late night host of all time, it's him. The most likable guy. Do yourself a treat and go on YouTube. The official Johnny Card YouTube channel has over a million subscribers, and he's funny with animals, with kids, movie stars, people that some of you would probably know, some of you might not know, but if you want a time capsule of what America was like during the 70s and 80s and early 90s, there's nothing better than Carson's show.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how did you get involved in this, and do you do this before the book, even this Carson podcast? So what drove you to this project?
Mark, I used to go to Letterman's show at NBC, and I worked at his show on CBS for a little bit, but I always loved Dave, but I loved Carson, and I did it through, shockingly for somebody that iconic, there weren't a lot of stories about what went on behind the scenes. So I just started contacting people like Dick Cavett, people like Michael J. Fox, and I had no idea. They all wanted to talk to me.
Really?
Someone like Jimmy Buffett would be like, Mark, I'm excited to talk to you because no one in my life has ever asked me about going on Johnny Carson. It was the biggest break of my career. So he wanted to tell me all about it. You think about unknown comedians getting breaks like David Letterman and Leno, but Jimmy Buffett and all these other people give Johnny the credit. So I traveled all across the United States and sat down with over 400 people for the podcast, which went on for 8 years in the book. And just the stories poured out. And I said, I have to write a book.
Yeah, so you've talked to Carol Burnett, Mel Brooks, the late Bob Saget, Larry King, Michael J. Fox, you mentioned Paul Ponson, all these people. Now, one of the reasons I've seen Johnny Carson come back a little bit into pop culture is on Instagram, on the Reels, a lot of people have been rolling the one where Johnny Carson's doing an interview with somebody, not on his show, and he's talking about keeping politics out of comedy. And a lot of folks have circled back to that comment because the opposite happens in late night television these days, Mark.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, that was 60 Minutes in 1979 with Mike Wallace. Carson figured, why would I want to alienate half my audience by giving my political opinion? He hammered anybody who was in the president or in politics. He'd make jokes about them, but you couldn't tell where his politics lied. Like, Nancy Reagan did get upset at some of the jokes and would call in upset, but so, you know, Jimmy Carter's mom would get a little bit bent out of shape. But at the end of the day, they all laughed and respected Carson. He just didn't really understand why, you know, people are going to bed at 11:30. The last thing that they want are political opinions.
Absolutely.
People just want to laugh and be entertained. That was Carson's belief.
That's why the modern day late night television, I've just lost all interest. And I used to record all those shows on the old DVR, and I wouldn't watch them every day, but I'd look for the musical guests or some of the bits. And you just don't have that anymore. We're talking about the book Love Johnny Carson, and Mark Malkoff is my guest. So one thing, and I'm very curious about your perspective on this, especially after talking to a lot of people, but Johnny did have a reputation behind the scenes of being a little nasty, had a little drinking problem, and wasn't quite the guy, and this is, you know, not uncommon with entertainers, not quite the guy that we saw on TV night after night. What did you discover there?
It was really interesting. So Johnny would talk about his issues with drinking on the show. That was the one time you didn't want to be around him. He would say some people, when they would drink a lot, would get fun-loving, and Gregarious. And Johnny said when he drank, he'd had one extra drink, turn into Attila the Hun, and would want to fight people. Mm. I mean, Ed McMahon and Frank Sinatra had to save him many times. So you didn't want to be around him when that happened. But I have to say, I talked to his friends, the people that really spent the most time with him, and they told me that he was not cold and aloof like the media made it out to be. They would all tell me consistently that he was almost the same Johnny you would see on and off camera. But it was a small group of people that he trusted, that he demanded loyalty and got loyalty from. And the only people that really said bad stuff about Carson was Joan Rivers, Wayne Newton. And I talked about what really happened. I mean, Miss Rivers, when she competed against her mentor, Johnny Carson, opposite on Fox, tried to take Johnny's producer. Every talent coordinator Rivers offered double their salary. I mean, there's a lot more to the story, and we go into that. But yeah, Carson was definitely a complicated figure.
All right, so you have a list here of banned show guests and why they were banned.
Yes.
These include Ellen DeGeneres, Jay Leno, yes, ironically, banned for 7 years because Carson privately said Leno was not funny. William Shatner. William can be a very interesting personality. I've interviewed him myself. Jerry Lewis and even Carl Sagan. Those are banned guests.
That's right. And I can tell you why if you want to know. Yeah. I mean, there was a long list of guests.
Give me Ellen DeGeneres.
Jerry Lewis. Okay. Ellen, on her third appearance with Carson, was told not to do a joke that they thought was offensive to her religious people. She did it anyway, and they banned her. Back then, the show was live to tape. The mistakes got in. Anything that somebody said would get in. So the joke got in. Ellen was banned. Jerry Lewis yelled at Carson's staff. Johnny thought that was rude, banned him. Shatner would not stop talking for 3 minutes and wouldn't let Johnny get a word
in. I believe it.
That
I totally
so
believe
Shatner.
That.
Shatner was boring the audience. He turns his back to Carson to talk to a previous guest. And then back then you weren't allowed to plug the network. Shatner said, I'm on TJ Hooker on Saturday nights, which is fine, but you weren't allowed to say what network. And of course, Shatner's like, watch me on ABC. So it was like three strikes and you are out. And then Leno just ran out of material. Like, Carson liked him at first, and then he started bombing. And then he said, you know what? This guy's never coming on. I don't find him funny. Then Leno got red hot by going on Dave Letterman's 12:30 show. Went on 40 times, and by 1986, Johnny relented. And then Leno wisely said, I'll come back, but you have to let me guest host twice. And Jay did very well and famously became the permanent guest host and got the job.
So this is one of my favorite little notes about your book, Mark, and I totally believe it just because I know how vain. Well, first of all, I know how vain I am, and if I had the money, I might do the same thing, but I know how vain Hollywood people are. So you say that Carson's competitive nature had him fake hepatitis in the hospital when he was really getting cosmetic eye surgery, right? And he even had the staffers had to get the hepatitis shot, even though Carson didn't have it.
So in 1971, he has all this competition. Dick Cavett is like 10 years younger than Carson. David Frost is like 14 years young. His girlfriend at the time has him stop dyeing his hair, so his hair turns white. His mom, Carson's mom in Nebraska, said, you look so old. So Johnny, got cosmetic eye surgery in a hospital, said he had hepatitis, and didn't realize everyone would have to get shots. So like people like Tony Randall, all the guests had to get shots. 200 people at NBC.
And then there were people
that weren't even near Carson that wanted the shot to tell their friends, I was around Johnny Carson. All these vice presidents at NBC is like, give me the shot. And it's like, they weren't even around Carson. It was a circus. Carson was horrified when he found out that's what happened. But yeah, that was his competitive streak.
We lost Bob Uecker in the last year. I worked with Bob many years up in Milwaukee when I worked for the WTMJ, the Brewers flagship station. Bob was an amazing character and an amazing guest for Johnny Carson. Did you interview him before his death?
I did. We talked for an hour, and he rarely does interviews. He was really, really doing interviews, but he said he wanted to do it because it was Carson. Bob Uecker went on Johnny Carson in the late 60s in New York and was so darn funny that Carson, after the interview, told his staff, I do not believe for a second this guy played major league ball. He's a professional comedian that's making the story up that he played ball. And the staff had to show him newspaper clippings. And because Uecker Which they would not do the they'd do a pre-interview, but they wouldn't use it. They would be him and Johnny.
They didn't need it.
Back and forth. Yeah,
they didn't need it. Look, he's the funniest. He's flat out the funniest person I've been around in my life. And I've been around Zach Galifianakis and a lot of, you know, Hollywood comedians, but he is by far the funniest. I went, you know, I was at a lot of events with him. We weren't close in or anything. I don't want to misrepresent that. But we would go to events where we would be at the same, you know, table of 8 or 10 at, you know, Brewers Awards. And I'm telling you, man, he was just a piece of work. He could always tell a story. He could always dazzle you. He always made you feel like he was a friend. He goes, "Hey, Mark, buddy, how are you?" Well, we weren't buddies. We knew each other. But he was such a character, that Bobby Uecker, no doubt about it. Well, listen, I find the book fascinating. It's called Love Johnny Carson, One Obsessive Fan's Journey to Find the Genius Behind the Legend, Mark Malkoff. I'll ask you one final question. Did you have one person who you spoke with over, you know, 400 interviews that you really, really loved and you want to share a story from?
I think maybe Mel Brooks, just because he was on Johnny's very first show on October 1st, 1962. And Mel is notorious for saying no to everything. And his friend Carl Reiner, who I was with in his living room in Beverly Hills the day before, told Mel he should do it. So that was just amazing. Like, Mel was doing routines that he did on Carson in the 70s for me. And it was just, that was just so special. And we all know this guy's like 98 now. He's a treasure. Spaceballs 2 is being filmed. He's going to do a cameo. And then I got time with him was really special.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mark Malkoff, congratulations on the book and good luck with everything.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
I feel like it would make a fine stocking stuffer this time of year, right?
I think so. Oh, talking to over 400 people, I mean, it's the definitive on what went on behind the scenes at Carson's show. And the fact that all the late night hosts today still talk about him, it shows you Carson's ability. I mean, the man was a genius, certified genius.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Mark, for coming on. Love Johnny Carson.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great Christmas. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, we're going to talk a little music tonight, but I have to focus on Rahm Mahler. Legendary lead singer of a band called The Mavericks passed away earlier this week at the age of 60 from colon cancer. I want to welcome in Tim Sommer, one of our fine musical experts here on 97.1 FM Talk. He's the guy that signed Hootie and the Blowfish, used to work for MTV. The list of credits, Tim, go on and on and on. It would take me all night to offer the entire resume, but how are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful, and I want to know, your last guest, Mark, I bought the book while he was talking. Do you get a piece of that?
I wish I did, but I got to tell you, the book sounds very interesting, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? And it reminds me of this. As he pointed out, someone's career could be made because they appeared on Carson. A comedian's career could be made. Do you remember
or unmade,
the day?
Or unmade, too.
Yeah. You might be a little bit too young for this, but I don't think so. Do you remember the day when if an artist appeared on Saturday Night Live, everyone would be talking about them at school the next Monday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And they would become a huge sensation just based on an appearance on Saturday Night Live. Can you imagine there was a time when our culture was so beautifully micro-focused that just appearing on Johnny Carson, just appearing on Saturday Night Live, heck, just appearing on the Midnight Special or Don Kirshner's rock concert could jump-start your entire career. These days, and correct me if I'm wrong, an artist appears on Saturday Night Live and no one even remembers their name on Wednesday.
Well, that's my perspective, but I'm also, you know, a little aged out of the SNL demo. Yeah, you know, it's weird because, look, you and I even had this exchange a few weeks ago because there have been a couple of artists that have been performing on SNL. One was Somber, and then Role Model was on a couple of weeks ago, and you saw Somber and hated him. And I will be honest with you, the performance was a little weird and awkward to me, too. But I love the kid's music, and there was a song called Undressed that was on my top, you know, of the year that I listened to, and it was a big alternative radio, you know, single. So what SNL tries to do, and, you know, to a certain extent, I might have to give them a little credit because they try to kind of get ahead of the game and book people who are just starting to rise up to a certain extent, especially with younger people. And I think they've done a relatively good job, even though I don't like those artists for the most part. But even having said what you said, look, I don't think Johnny Carson did musical guests, did he, Sue?
I don't think so.
He did some, he did not do a lot.
But my point there is once Letterman and all these other guys, they may have not had the career-changing moment they would have on Johnny Carson when 20, 30 million people were watching. But you go on, you know, Letterman or even Leno, and you could certainly come out of that a lot better known than you were beforehand, too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I remember, you know, it's interesting, Mark was talking about going to these shows when he was younger, going to see Letterman, going to see Conan, going to see the actual live shows. And I actually was in the studio the first time REM played on David Letterman in 1983, the first time Robin Hitchcock played on the show, I was in the studio. And you may remember, of course you remember, and I don't want to go on and on about this because I know we have so much to talk about, Tom Snyder used to have rock bands on, too.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yep, that's right. Well, I want to.
I can't wait to read this book. So, just a terrific guest.
Let's get to some music here. And I mentioned Sue and I were huge fans of the Mavericks and Rahm Mahler. I've seen them many, many times in concerts. I've declared the best live show outside of the E Street Band. I always just left with a smile on my face. Yeah. I knew how sick Rahm was. He had cancer. They had to cancel the tour in September. And unfortunately, on the 8th, he passed away. It kind of hits hard because he's my age, first of all. And, you know, it's just a guy that provided me and so many others. If you've ever seen the Mavericks, you know how much joy they provide. It was just one of those shows, Tim. It's, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but it was a magical live entertainment performance.
Joy
experience.
Is a perfect word.
Yeah.
Perfect word. And what the Mavericks are almost literally, in a musical sense, historical, which is to say they were Americana before the word even existed.
Yes.
They're one of the people who helped invent the genre. And one of the marvelous things about the kind of music the Mavericks and Raoul Molo did and the kind of, you know, what they represented is they were true American multiculturalism. And rock and roll, more than it is anything else, is an example of a beautiful multicultural genre. And think of what the Mavericks did. Think about how they mixed all of the things that have come into America over the last 200 years, over the last 250 years, especially over the last 150 years, how they mixed all of that into one thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Country, Latin, Tex-Mex, rockabilly, all this stuff. Yeah, lots of different genres. There's no doubt about it. And I always pointed...
They did so effortlessly.
Yeah.
They did so without being pretentious, without making a point of saying, oh, we're being multicultural. No, they were just, as you said, a joyous American rock and roll grand.
Yeah, I was just, it just made me sad. It really, really did make me sad because I was such a big fan. I'm still such a big fan. I mean, there, Sue, you know this, like, there's certain songs or artists that I go to every month of my life that I have to hear. And the Mavericks, I'm not telling you I've been consistent every month, but certainly I've listened to a lot this week because I was impacted by his death. Now, the other story, this is so funny because you played a role in this, Tim Sumner, but you might remember 2 years ago, I don't even remember exactly what happened, but I wanted to get a hold of Rick Emmett from the rock band Triumph, Canadian rock band. They've been around for 50 years. They were very popular here in St. Louis because of KC95.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, when I put my mind to something, I usually can be pretty persistent, but it didn't even take me long because I shot you a message and said, hey, do you know anyone in Canada who might know Rick Emmett? 2 days later, I get an email from Rick Emmett, Tim Sumner coming through for
me. Thank you, Tim.
But I had a conversation with Rick, the great guitar player. He also sang on Triumph songs. A couple of years ago, he's written for Guitar Player magazine for years. He's been a teacher. He sounded very at peace with his life, but they announced a reunion tour. It's a 50th anniversary tour. A lot of people thought at first that it was going to be like a tribute band, but no, these are the original members, plus they're adding a few more. So I had Gil Moore on, the drummer, yesterday. He was talking about how, you know, you have one guitar on stage. It's a little difficult to do all of the sounds that are on a produced record, so they're bringing in another guitar player, and they're coming to St. Louis on May 17th. The tickets went on sale today, but I could not be more pleased. I know that that's probably not your favorite genre, but I love them, and this is going to be a fun tour, I think, and great for St. Louis.
Who did, I'm going to use the word mainstream, and I don't mean it in a bad way, and it's probably the wrong word to use. There's certain bands who did FM pop, and by FM, I mean the kind of FM music you, me, and Sue grew up with. FM music, FM rock and roll in a perfect, polished, glorious way. And Triumph is one of those bands.
So, you know, and
I mean, you remember true FM rock and roll that you used to hear in the car when you used to be on the way home from school and you didn't want to take the bus, and a friend of yours said, oh, I'll give you a lift. Okay, come on, I'll drive you home. And they put the FM radio on really loud.
Yep.
And the kind of music, that bass-heavy sort of booming, crystal clear arpeggiated guitar rock and roll will be playing on the radio, and it's a memory that stayed with you forever. And Triumph made that kind of
so music. So you have Rick Emmett, Mike Levine, and then Gil Moore on the drums and vocals, and then, and even Gil admitted yesterday, you know, he will come outside of the drum kit to sing a couple of times because they're going to have a couple of drummers. Phil X is going to be joining them on guitar. Brent Fritz is a keyboardist, and you know Todd Kearns. Todd Kearns is going to play bass for them.
Todd Kearns is an old, old friend of mine. I've known Todd for about 25 years. Todd, I met when he was a very young, I don't even know, he might have still been a teenager. Todd was a teenage Canadian musician that I thought was just one of the best singers and songwriters and guitarists that I'd ever met. And I actually tried to sign him. It didn't work out. I tried to sign him when he was in his early 20s. And Todd is just the sweetest guy in the world, has a crystal clear voice, is an amazing guitarist and bassist. He's been Slash's bass player for, I want to say, about 15 years now.
Yeah, I think maybe. Gil mentioned that yesterday. Absolutely. Yeah, he mentioned
and
that in
Todd
the interview.
Todd is just a prince, and he's sort of a legend in Canada and he Las Vegas, where he has a couple of bands in Las Vegas. And yeah, I was like, when you started talking about Triumph, it stuck in my head that I knew Todd had played a couple of times with them this summer with some members, and I looked it up and saw, wow, Todd is doing the tour with
them.
Yeah,
he's going to jump on. It's going to be great.
And I think this is very admirable, is they're saying, You know, there are a lot of bands out there who use backing tapes very surreptitiously, or fire them off the keyboards, or fire them with foot pedals, or have the sound man run a few backing vocals in the background. And Triumph have announced, no, we are not doing that. Everything you hear coming off of the stage will be us playing live. So they're bringing a couple of musicians with them, and my old friend Tom Kearns, who, as I said, is a genius, is going to be one of those.
I think it's going to be great. I cannot wait. I'm telling you, I'm really excited for this show, and April Wine's going to warm up. Hang on, Tim Summers. We're going to come back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This might be one of the more unique bumps that I'll ever use in my life. This is Michael Crawford, who was honored at the Kennedy Center last week. Now, I only know his name from Phantom of the Opera, so when I looked at the list of inductees, I was rather surprised. But Tim Summer has unique perspective on Michael Crawford that he wanted to share this afternoon. You got a little direct connection, don't you?
Yeah, and it's like, again, absolute zero judgment on the Kennedy Center honors or their honorees. I will say I found it curious that there were these people, Donna Summer, who most people can only name one of her songs, and I probably reckon the president probably can only name one of her songs, but whatever. Michael Crawford is best known in the United States by far for having been the original Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
But in fact, in Great Britain, He is a legendary comedian and musician and musical comedy artist. In the 1960s, he had a long, long-running sitcom, and he was sort of known as the British Dick Van Dyke. He was a sort of a pratfall comedian. He was the star of a very popular musical film called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. He was one of the stars of the movie Hello, Dolly. And then he moved over to Broadway, where he did The Phantom, and he did Barnum, which was a huge show. He originated that role as well. And he's done many, many things. And it was my good fortune to have, in 1997, when I was working at Atlantic Records, I made a record with him as an A&R person, and an A&R person sort of, you know, I get assigned an artist, and then I think, well, what's best for this artist? Meaning that I help conceptualize an album, then I select the producers, then I help select the songs. That's what an A&R person used to do in the 1990s and before. I think the role has changed since then, but that is an entirely different subject. Anyway, so in 1997, I was assigned to work with Michael Crawford, or rather my boss said, Tim, do you want to work with Michael Crawford? And I thought to myself, the first thing I thought to myself was, I knew that 1967... And this is very interesting. In 1967, Michael Crawford had co-starred in a movie in England called How I Won the War. How I Won the War is famous for being one of the only theatrical films that John Lennon ever had a speaking role in. And I knew that Michael Crawford had been John Lennon's roommate during the making of this film. So when my boss said to me, do you want to work with Michael Crawford? I thought, wow, I get a chance to work with someone who actually knew John Lennon. And I thought, great, let me do it. And then I sat down with Michael and I said, you know, Michael, you've made a lot of, like, he made a lot of holiday albums and a lot of sort of corny musical albums. And I said, Michael, why don't you, for the first time in a long time, why don't you make an album your friend John Lennon would have been proud of? And he loved that idea. And between the two of us, we conceptualized this album of sort of spiritual songs in a suite almost called On Eagle's Wings.
And that was the song I was kind of playing on the way in, right?
And so Michael Crawford was just, he's a very deep singer and a very deep musical and comedy star. And I just want people to know that he was, he's a lot, lot more than the Phantom.
Yeah, see, I had no idea. I had no idea that he was a comedian and he did stuff like that. That's fascinating because, you know, it was almost like one of those names that I blew off the other night when I heard about the honors. I'm like, yeah, because Sue and I kind of agreed we're not the biggest Phantom people. Some people are, some people aren't. But that's fascinating. Really, it is. And he's still alive, isn't he, Tim?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. I mean, I'm not in touch with him. I'm sure he would be happy to hear from me if I did reach out to him. I don't know. What did you do? You know that Cheap Trick performed at the Kennedy Center Honors?
I did not know that. Cheap Trick did?
Yeah, they were the band who, you know, Kiss obviously didn't perform. It was Cheap Trick who got up on stage and played a couple of Kiss songs.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I don't know if you know, but the, I mean, you know, they're one of my favorites forever.
I do know
yeah,
that.
And I know Dax Nielsen a little bit, you know, Rick's son who plays drums. Unfortunately, they're one of those rock bands that had a nasty divorce with one of their founding members, yeah, with Bunny Carlos. But Dax kills it on the drum kit. So that's awesome. I did not see that.
Tim, did they sound better than Kiss or how was it?
I haven't seen any clips yet. The show's going to be on CBS, I think, in about a week or 10 days or so.
Okay.
And I'm curious just to see Cheap Trick. And again, I cast no judgment on who was awarded these things, who wasn't awarded these things. But as I said, when I noticed Michael Crawford was one of the honorees, and I knew that the president had previously expressed multiple times how much he loved Phantom. And I thought to myself, well, I think it would be interesting for the people who listen to your show to know that Michael Crawford has a long and deep career. And in England, where he is a huge, legendary superstar, he's known for a lot more than the Phantom, and I was fortunate enough to have made an album with him.
Tim Sommer is here. He's one of our music gurus
on
97.1 FM Talk.
Mind you, and I'm not joking, that's not as, I'm really not joking, that's not as impressive as having met Bob Uecker.
Well, I just,
and I mean that.
I would
love to have met Bob Uecker.
Yeah, he was an interesting character. You know, the thing about Bob, and you've been around enough people, there was, this level, we were just talking about Johnny Carson, there's this level of stardom that exists from that era that's really, really even hard to get your arms around, because I always had good encounters with Bob, don't get me wrong, but I will tell you that I saw some bad encounters that Bob had, and it was mainly because of his level of stardom and, you know, the ego. And I'm not criticizing, I'm just telling you that, you know, even Mike Shannon, who passed away many years ago, who was a great Cardinals broadcaster, but there's something about those people that come out of that era. You know, I'd say Rickles is one of those, and there's a lot of others that just have this other level of stardom that's a little unique.
Bob Uecker's a good example, because I remember when I was younger, there was something about sportscasters, because they, especially the baseball sportscasters, Mark and Sue, especially the baseball, you know why? Because they were the voices that were with us every day and every night. We listened to them every night. The Mets broadcasters, when I was growing up, was a very famous team of Bob Murphy, Lindsey Nelson, and Ralph Kiner. And you know what? We listened to them every single day. They were in our homes 162 nights.
Well, that's how Jack Buck was here.
Yeah.
That's how Jack Buck became a legend.
But Uecker was in commercials and movies, and I mean, that's how the rest of us were aware of him.
But the greatest thing about Bob with baseball is because the years that I was there, they had different ownership, and Mark Attanasio, who owns the team now, is really invested in it. Bud Selig's daughter, Wendy, and son-in-law ran the team, and it wasn't like they weren't paying attention to it, but they weren't very good at that time. So you'd always get to this period of the year where the Brewers were just done, and it would come around August, and Bob knew that. You know, he did this during spring training games too. His job, even though the team sucked, was to tell stories and entertain, and that's what he did. And Mike Shannon did that as well. You know, you got to keep the audience engaged. I'm just always impressed by some of those guys, Uecker in particular, how they remembered all those stories.
Because
he could just pull story after story after story after story incredibly off the top of his head.
Yeah, I mean, again, these were the voices that were with us every single day.
You're right.
We're out of time. We always reach this point of the show where we had five more things that we were going to talk about.
If I don't talk to you guys for the rest of the year, and I'm hoping I will talk to you again, if I don't talk to you for the rest of the year, not only do I want you to have a happy holiday, I want to say to you that there's certain people that you may, even though you've never met them, you consider them close friends. And Mark, I know that's the way I feel with you. And Sue, I feel very close to you as well. And I just want to say, I'm glad it's one of the positives of the internet era that we can feel close, genuinely close to people we never met. So happy holidays to both of you.
Well, I feel the same way. And Tim and I, you know, we don't communicate a lot, but you were very, you're awesome over the summer when I was going through the mental health stuff. You talked to me a few times. You know, I don't know, like I said this a few weeks ago, I'm not sure if we'll ever meet. I hope we do, but the friendship is real and it's there. So have a great holiday. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tim.
We'll see you.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, so this one's a little detailed, and we'll get to it here this afternoon. This is an amazing story. We started talking about on the roundtable. This happened a couple of days ago. Sharon Moore, the head coach of Michigan, is fired rapidly on Wednesday after someone comes forward who he was having an affair with that now claims that he was a stalker. Bear with me here, and shows text messages and evidence, and they fire him right away. Well, he freaks out. He forces entry into the woman's apartment and says he's going to kill himself. I'm going to make you watch. He was in court today. Actually, it was a video arraignment. He was charged with one felony, third-degree home invasion, two misdemeanors, stalking in a domestic relationship, and breaking and entering. I can't believe that those are misdemeanors, by the way. The bond was set at $25,000. But here's the prosecutor in this case in front of Sharon Moore today and the judge.
Eventually, she presented herself to the University of Michigan, cooperated in some form of investigation there. As we all now know, defendant was at some point on Wednesday afternoon fired from his employment. He then at some point soon thereafter came to her apartment in the address that is alleged in the complaint, barged his way into that apartment, immediately then proceeded to a kitchen drawer, grabbed several butter knives and a pair of kitchen scissors, and began to threaten his own life. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life. And a series of very, very threatening intimidating, terrifying, quite frankly, statements and behaviors there in that apartment.
Well, I have more audio to play, but let's make one thing clear here, okay? Very clear. And I think it's the obvious. There's only one person who ruined Sharon Moore's life.
Correct.
And that's Sharon Moore. And
correct.
His behavior.
Yes.
And his egregious behavior, which is beyond anything that is responsible or professional in any work environment, right?
Correct.
But this goes on.
It was only then, Your Honor, when the victim, she called her attorney and then at some point indicated she was going to call the police, and then he left. And so, Your Honor, while I understand that there isn't evidence to suggest that he directly threatened the victim with any of those implements that I've indicated, the totality of the behavior is highly threatening and highly intimidating. She was terrorized, Your Honor.
I don't even think there's any doubt about
no
that.
No
doubt. So he was let out with, you know, conditions today.
Mr. Moore, could you state your name, please?
Jerome Moore.
Sir, you are not to use alcohol, marijuana, or any other controlled substance that is not prescribed to you. You are not to possess or purchase a firearm or any other dangerous weapon. You are not to engage in criminal conduct of any kind whatsoever. You may not leave the state of Michigan without permission of the court. Prior to your release, you will be placed on a GPS tether. You will not be released before that GPS tether is placed upon you. You must continue all mental health treatment as a condition of your bond.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest concerns is harming himself, which is one of the reasons they had him in protective custody.
The named victim in this case will not be placed on the record. You may not have contact with that individual. That means no calling, no writing, no video chatting, no texting, no emailing, or any other form of contact the human mind can possibly fathom. No one in the world thinks that this person is going to reach out to you. Should they do so? And again, no one thinks that they're going to. You may not reply in any form or fashion. The named victim's address will not be placed on the record. You may not go to that location for any reason whatsoever. Are we understood on the no contact and no go to, sir?
Yes, Your Honor.
And that was it. He let out on $25,000 bond, and the program moves forward. They've got an assistant coach who's now the, you know, temporary head coach. What a mess.
I have a question. Do you think when he went into the house, broke into her house, which I can't believe is a misdemeanor either.
I can't believe that.
I just find that, what?
Yeah.
So he, do you think he consciously, because it sounds like he didn't do much consciously here, but do you think he consciously didn't threaten her so that it would be lesser?
I don't think consciously, no. I think he realized that, I mean, put yourself in his situation. Take the behavior out of it just for a moment. You find out you're fired from a $6 million a year job and an affair is about to go public. You got a wife and three kids. You're going to freak out. Now, you're not going to threaten to kill people, hopefully, or kill yourself. But the mental, look, if this guy's stalking her for weeks, which apparently he was, he got some issues.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.